Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you all. We're happy to have you and you and you. Amen. We're having a little difficulty, but nevertheless, amen. The Bible says, Moses told Joshua, be persistent. Amen. Never give up. Never turn your back. Amen. Always press on. Amen. There's always a better place for us. Amen. And God is always happy to have you and you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for each and every one. Lord, we ask you to look upon this broadcast and there's some great things going to be happening. Oh, God, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless those that are listening. Amen. Continue to bless those that are going through, those that are having trials and tribulation. Amen. And God, we ask you to heal the sick. Oh, God, wherever they might be, amen. Heal. Oh, God, we know you're able to heal. And we ask you to, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And we are having a problem in the studio just a little bit here. Amen. And some trials and tribulations go on in all our lives. All our lives. God says that, amen, we have continually working and continually working towards heaven. Heaven is our home. Amen. And he believes. And the Lord help us through all these situations. We're talking about prophecy. The word, the day, and the world is seeking to know, amen, concerning prophecy. Amen. They want to know, amen, what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. They want to know, amen, what is our time. And what is our condition? Amen. They want to know, amen, what God said about it. Amen. It's fine when it's out of man's hands. And now they want to go and look for God. Amen. They want to know, amen, what God has said and that he is the one that makes the world go round. He is the one that makes the world. He created the world and the fullness thereof. He created the world and all that's in it. Amen. The psalmist said he created the world. Amen. And the things in it is his. Amen. God said that he knows that there is a heaven and an earth. He knows that he's working. He knows that things are going on, and he knows that the world cannot be stopped unless he stop it. Amen. So here we are in the 21st century. Amen. And man is still working to see where God is and what God is about. And we're going to read a portion of St. John. A portion of St. John, we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to grab it here, amen, at the 14th verse. And Peter standing up with the 11 raised his voice and said to them, men and brethren, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, say God, that I will pour out my spirit but all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my new handmaid, and on my new men servants, and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit, and all those, and I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven and above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awful day of the Lord. And it come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now what we have here, amen, is that God said that he's going to pour out of his spirit, amen. God going to pour out of his spirit, amen, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Amen. Sam, we're having a problem here on the cable lines, and we might have to cut it short. We want to continue to pray for Block Talk. Remember, God is a spirit, and he's a spirit, and he's working between earth he's working between us and the earth. And because of he's a spirit, we ask you that you bless us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.